third parak of Ola Mishnah Aleph. In the previous parak we're discussing mixtures of Ola and other Yisurim into foods. Many of the cases over there were when the mixture was a combination of the Isur and Heter, and now you have one new unit which you have to define as a Mutter or Asur. In this parak we're discussing cases of Yovish v'Yovish, cases that you have a mixture in which each entity remains independent. The question is, if the entity of Isur choshev enough not to be possible or not. So Beket should tzvoi the klipe Ola. We learned before that Ola is also Bahanoa, and therefore that's number one. We learned also that not only is the fruit also, but also the peel of the fruit is also Bahanoa. So for example, if you have pomegranate peels which produce a nice red dye, and you dyed a garment with the dye that comes out of the peels of red pomegranate of Orla, so you don't like, you have to burn the entire beged, because the whole beged is also bando. Nisar b'achayim, if it got mixed into a whole bunch of other, you made a sweater, a red sweater from this, which is now also bando, and it got mixed in with another 1,000 sweaters. Kulvi delay, because Rabbi Meir says that they all have to be burnt and destroyed, because he holds that a garment which is also bano is considered double choshev, and there's a rule that a double choshev is not bottom. Chachom say this is not choshev enough. We will see soon that there are only six things that are considered very choshev in the eyes of the chachom, not to be bottom. But a regular garment that was made with his dye is like any other type of iser, which we learned before that Kelayakem and Ola, Kelay Ola is bottled in a ratio of 1 to 200. So as long as you have 200 garments, that's it. That is mixed into the whole mixture will become mustard.